You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei, ki te reo irirangi pōho. We've got Alec in the studio. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Yeah, pretty good. Still waking up a bit.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. Me too, actually. And I've been here for an hour and a half already, so I should be more awake. But it's good to have you in, chatting about music.
Thank you.
Brand new music, which is out on Sun Return, and a whole record coming out in about a month's time. Tell us a wee bit about Another Party. This is the first single. What have you kind of been exploring recently?
I was trying to get a few weirder instruments in on it. I've got a clavinet on the track.
What's a clavinet?
It's sort of like a harpsichord, but smaller, I think. I'm not entirely sure. It's got like just one string instead of how a piano has three.
Sounds
like a harpsichord to me anyway. It sounds foreign to me.
Nice.
And then, some trumpets. So just some layering of some trumpets. So, yeah, we got some... So it's sort of like... There's a pop song there, but it's just like only using like things that you might not think usually would do that. Maybe
what was the impetus to kind of craft it like that? Why did you decide weird instruments is the way to go?
I've made ones with the classic guitar bass drums quite a lot of times.
Yeah,
quite a few times. I've heard a lot of songs with those classics as well.
Famous trio.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And those three.
Yeah, I do love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but I was like, how about something else for this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shake it up a bit.
Yeah.
And where did you source these from? Are they things that you've found that you had knocking around, or did you know a friend with a, what's it called, a clavinet? Clavinet. Clavicle. Hopefully we've all got one of those.
Yeah, yeah. My friend Seamus Maguire, who's like a gear nerd, I was like, I know just the guy. I got the guy for the job.
Got the gear guy.
Yeah, yeah. So I got the clavinet there, and then friend... Jake Preston, who's in a band called Jake and the Wayfinders, they play trumpet really well. Yeah, got them in. And then I just got out the crappy acoustic guitar at my flat. Yeah.
I feel like the crappy acoustic guitar is a much sort of maligned instrument, but you can make some really awesome sounds out of it. Is it a nice like nylon string with a few bits flaking off of it or something?
It's like the steel string that you'd have at your high school that like maybe the teacher's a little too little cautious about learning out, but still it's not that great. But then I just ran it through a like old 90s reverb thing, and then it would any problems it had just added to the vibe.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, it feels like a nice world that you've created with those sounds. And the album is called Endless Pasture.
Yep.
It's got a beautiful sort of watery image. It feels like there's a lot of impressions of big feelings that you're kind of placing on this as a record.
Yeah, love that explanation about it.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll run with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're writing lyrically, though, what's the kind of process for you? Are you somebody who knows what a song's about before it starts, or does that reveal itself as you go?
I think it reveals itself as I go. Maybe I'll like try find a hook or whatever, wherever it's at, just some sort of line that I feel like I'm like, oh, that kind of hits hard.
Mm.
And then like is worth maybe trying to build a song around. But yeah, but in general, I'll just make so many songs and then get to about 25% done and then decide whether or not I'm going to throw them out. So like,
yeah, right.
That's sort of the way it's done.
That's quite a brutal process, but I feel like it's good as well, because then you know I'm not spending more time on this one, I'm not happy with it.
Yeah. It's brutal, but it's also the most fun process, because the first 25%, when you're just like actually coming up with stuff and not like tweaking little things, it's great.
That is a good feeling. Do you do that for the whole record? Like, did you set out to make a record, or were you just...
I did kind of, I set out, because I'm always recording music, and sometimes it just goes like a year or so where I'm like just doing it just for myself, and then I'm like, how can I sort of spice this up? And then I'll be like, oh, make a record.
Yeah. It feels like in some ways, because it's been a while between Alec projects, it feels like for some people this is your debut almost or something. You know, there'll be a whole new little crowd of people who are hearing you for the first time.
Perfect.
This is a good... you know, nice space to step into. Does it feel like a new sound for you, new chapter? Obviously, new instruments.
Yeah, definitely. I think the last one that's on Spotify was like kind of me trying to make the album that I was had been trying to make for many years, like sort of like almost like making the album for my teen self or something. And like this one's just sort of what I want to listen to now.
That's nice. Yeah. You kind of got that out of your system.
Yeah. Needed to. Yeah.
Not that that's a bad thing. It's a great record as well. But yeah, you kind of can move through that space.
Yeah.
Totally. Another Party. I feel like that's a phrase that already kind of, I'm like, yep, we've been know kind of where this is going. What does this kind of song mean for you when you think about it now? Now that it's packaged up, being played for other people, what does that feel like?
I really like it. I like I kind of have sort of put it in the bag, and like I haven't really listened to it too much lately.
It's quite nice.
Time for everyone else to listen to it. I've listened to it quite a lot.
You've had your moment with it. It's other people's song now.
Yeah.
What's the vision? Is this an album you want to play live? Is this an album that just exists in a recorded form? What's that pathway for you?
I'm offer only on gigs. So, yeah, message me.
If you want to hear Alec live, you put a show on.
Yeah.
That's quite a good system, I think.
Yeah.
And then you only have a good time when you're doing it.
Yeah.
None of the stress.
Yeah, it's great.
Speaking of, you know, passing the stress on to other people, lovely Zach Arnold, Sun Return.
Oh, my gosh.
Has welcomed you to the roster. It must be nice to be part of that wee crew.
Yeah, what an angel. It's awesome. It's great.
Did he hit you up? Did you hit him up? How did that conversation happen?
I was actually selling him an amplifier, and I was like, I made this album. And Zach was like, send it to me. And then that's how it began.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good process. What was the amp?
It was actually just a little rolling cube, like about 30 centimeters high. It was just a little guy, but they're solid units.
They are.
Yeah.
Practical as well.
Yeah.
You can take
good
them
for busking. Zach might be busking soon, maybe.
Keep an eye out, guys, for Zach on a street corner near you, guitar in hand, rolling amp. Ready to go. Thank you very much, Alec. It's lovely to have you in the studio this morning. Another Party is out now. You can grab it from Bandcamp, streaming services, all the places. Go to Bandcamp and chuck a bit of cash there, I reckon.
Oh, thanks.
And then the album, early June, 16th of June?
16th of June, I think. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, don't make any plans, but no, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
We'll watch that space.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for coming in this morning. This is Another Party by Alec. You're on BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.